Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Well, I'm hoping that we've gotten back in. If somebody could, please let me know if you can hear us. We had a little technical difficulty this evening. Seems like Skype is having a little trouble dialing in the Blog Talk Radio. Let me see if I can manage to get this to work. You got somebody out there can hear me, let me know, please. Oh, wow. Everything is glitching. Okay, can everybody hear finally? Do we finally have sound? If so, that'd be great. Okay. Let's see. If we have sound, can please somebody let me know so I know that we're back on the air. It seems like Blog Talk may be having some bandwidth problems of some sort tonight. Did you hear anything out there? Okie dokie. Well, that's still a question mark. Are we being heard? Okay, we are being heard. Okay, great. Maybe I can work this out. Okay, if we're being heard, I'm going to make sure. Just a moment. Okie dokie. Do we have sound? Okay, if we have sound, then I believe I need to move on with this show. Thank the Most High for that. For no question about it, my brother and sister, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that truly I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection, his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But thank the Most High that he has promised there must be a restoration for our people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you, you must understand the real meaning of the scriptures at Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. For it is a people, my brothers and sisters, who wait for the Savior, who must prove wicked, fallen short, even, my brothers and sisters, deceptive, all and every standard of all the rulers of this earth, is they who look to him, my brothers and sisters, that we might discern indeed what is the righteousness of Yah. They, the people who look for him, shall be renewed again, a strong people. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what was meant by Messiah's words when he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, we have to consider, since the dawn of human fall, the various status quos of this world have never wrought peace. How then, my brothers and sisters, do we dare to say that a multitude of variant standards, I repeat, how dare we say that a multitude of variant standards have yet been, my brothers and sisters, a covenant unto the will and the righteousness of Yah? We look at a world today, we see all the various contentions of man. How dare we so easily just accept that the Most High has delighted in the thoughts of men? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the various rulers who compelled the people to trust in variant ideals, contending one against another and contending against him, do we really believe, my brothers and sisters, just after whatever we choose to call an allegiance, that we have trusted in indeed what is the righteousness of Yah? Think about it. None of the status quos of this world since the dawn of human fall have yet wrought peace. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of various standards we see in this world must be a lie. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, on last eve, the last show, a few nights back, we looked at the concept that without a question, a shadow of a doubt, the various rulers of this world, I said the various rulers of this world have acted as obstacles against the awakening of the minds. I repeat, the various rulers of this world have acted against the awakening of the minds. What then must we understand concerning this? Think about it. The world, the leaders of this world divide the minds of the people. How about, my brothers and sisters, keep the people shallow-minded, not to seek the greater righteousness of Yah? Multitude of differences, multitude of contentions, cannot possibly be the conscience of one, must be a fall to a lesser conscience. In other words, what I'm saying is purity and completion offers one choice. So what then must have happened that we see so many divisions in this world? Do we dare say that a multitude of divisions have discerned what indeed is initial divine vision? Well, my brothers and sisters, shall we be humble enough to realize there's something far greater than what we see that must be again attained? On last show, as I said before, we talked about how every single prophecy in the Bible, I said every single prophecy in the Bible relates that it is not, I repeat, not the Most High who has compromised or in any way been destabilized after the multitude of variant standards of men. If the various diverse concepts that men have called conscience in this world were sufficient, we have to understand if they were sufficient, there would be no need to see and send the Holy Spirit. I said, if they were sufficient, there would be no need to send the Holy Spirit to awaken the mind to a greater sense of conscience. In other words, what I'm saying to you is purity and completion after all the Most High declared from the beginning can only offer one choice and can only be peace. It is man's having fallen away from that ultimate consciousness. Or let's just say collaborative reasoning, pure and perfect. It is man having fallen away from a high state of conscience the Most High would offer by His Spirit that has left mankind, my brothers and sisters, divided. Again, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, to all who would hear. It is because, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders, I will tell you now, it is because the leaders have established themselves as rulers, as gods over the people, not all seeking fully what is the righteousness of Yah, that men have oftentimes, our brothers and sisters, trusting after men, have fallen from faith unto faithlessness, having not been faithful unto the will of one. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that we must understand that the rulers of this earth who divided have been instruments, my brothers and sisters, instruments of devils. Why? Because they compel men not to seek the Most High enough transcend all worldly unrighteousness. The book of 2 Thessalonians, for instance, as a follow-up, just looking at this concept as a follow-up of the last show we did. 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapters talk about the regathering of our people. But my brothers and sisters, scriptures often relate that there will be no regathering of our people until men are ultimately, my brothers and sisters, ready to believe the truth. In other words, what I'm saying is that while men yet believe the lies this world has told, and some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths, till men are ready to believe, my brothers and sisters, the truth, till they, my brothers and sisters, no longer believe the lie, our brothers and sisters most and have no power, capacity to see or discern, to believe what indeed is the true righteousness of Yah. 2 Thessalonians, the people asked, what would be the when would be the regathering of the people? And the scriptures said, and the scriptures there tell us that before Messiah would return, there would be the intrusion of the principalities and powers, it says in Colossians, the powers of perdition, fallen states of conscience. My brothers and sisters, after rulers more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones. I said rulers more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones. Personal pulpits, my brothers and sisters, and thrones, dividing the world, forgetting the earth belongs to Yah, fullness thereof. What is the result of this? Think about it. The scripture says the wicked. How about Isaiah 14:5? It said the wicked is the scepter of the rulers. My brothers and sisters, this world was never meant to be ruled by any conscience other than the will of one. The Most High told me directly that none has a right to rule over this world but by Yah. I repeat, none has a right to rule over this world but by Yah. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that if anyone would cause his brother not to seek all that is divine righteousness, he has no right to rule. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Messiah told his apostles, his disciples would be apostles. He told them to go forth and teach all nations. In the power of the Holy Spirit, he told them to go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded. And this will be the conversion of the nations. Understand, shall the nations convert partially unto the will of Yah? All my brothers and sisters, well, I just asked the question, how long should we be unwise? The holy name relates the Most High as all and everything that he is. Therefore, all who call upon his name, if they're going to be true to him, to guard, maintain, and defend his commandments, his conscience, and his instructions in the earth, must be deliberate unto the full restoration, full recollection of mind of all, I said all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has declared to his people. Anything else is a falling away into a mass of divisions, is presumptuous, hasty conclusions, and the result of it all is a world divided. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, the wicked, my brothers and sisters, are those who would compel the people not to seek the Most High enough to attain to what the Most High, my brothers and sisters, calls genuine, righteous representation, true to himself. I can say he said he told his Messiah told his disciples, anointed in the gift of the Holy Spirit, to go forth and teach all nations everything that he declares, purity and completion, offering one choice to bring an end to the contentions of this age, to bring an end to the multitude of lies. Like I said before, since the dawn of human fall, what does the scripture say in Isaiah 64:4? Since the beginning, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. How about fully discern the glory, the honor, the beauty of what Yah has planned for those who love. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who love and who love him are innately compelled to seek him for all that is his righteousness. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, because the rulers have seduced the people and the multitude of denominations and nations not to seek fully what is the righteousness of Yah, men, my brothers and sisters, have not proven themselves worthy of the name that declares Yah and a seeker too for him. True to all, I said, has been less than a seeker too for Yah. True to all and everything that he is. That falsehood, that multitude of false vows after which men have not sought truly all the Most High has declared, must be that multitude of variant illusions after which men have counted themselves wise must be exposed. Again, my brothers and sisters, I will say to you, scriptures bear it out quite well. It is they who will seek the Most High and will seek, my brothers and sisters, the coming of him whom the Most High surely promised that he would send, who would reprove and subdue all the lies of all the rulers of all the nations and denominations. They who wait for him, seek after him, will transcend all unrighteousness, that we can become again truly a people. Why do I say this? It's right there in your scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 40 through 27 through 41, 4. It's there, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 50, 1 through 5. It's there, my brothers and sisters, in your scriptures, in Malachi. How about Malachi 2, 15 through 3 and 4. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, in reading those scriptures, that it's not the Most High who has forgotten or denied or compromised in any way the knowledge of the truth. It is man, my brothers and sisters, who has grown weak and wearied, polluted in his perceptions. When the scriptures say, "You weary me with your words," in Malachi, doesn't that mean, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has grown weak? It means that men have denigrated and blasphemed against the supremacy of the authority of the one Most High. But my brothers and sisters, they who will be true to the holy name, they, my brothers and sisters, will be true to the vow and to the Most High, are they who seek the coming of Messiah. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, the variant rulers of this world, but they who seek him whom the Most High said he would send, who would subdue all the lies of all the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings. They who wait and seek for him, my brothers and sisters, will know with a certainty who it is that serves Yah and who serves him not. Please look in Malachi 3:18 through 4 and 6. Understand who it is, the one that's called the Son of Righteousness that arises. The one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness. Even my brothers and sisters, to expose all the sons of darkness, who would keep the people blind against discerning the greater light. Malachi says it well. He said, "You weary me." 2:17. He said, "You weary the Most High with your words." In other words, men have not fully honored the Most High, according to the fullness of all that is his design and desire. But he is not wearied. He is not weakened in his discretion. It Most High does not change. It is man that has gone astray and has not turned from his iniquities. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most High said, however, that men have denied the primacy of his authority, his name, by their variant doctrines. It even goes as far as to say that everyone is good, walks according to the evil of his own thoughts, and even has gone forth into the rulers. In fact, scriptures have deceived the people, and they have gone forth and taught the people that after such corruption, the Most High delights in such. My brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand, there are those who have never considered that Messiah must come to rebuke and expose every fallen standard for every lesser conscience that men would exalt. I said every sense of lesser conscience that men would exalt less than the pursuit of all that is divine righteousness, or any lesser conscience that would declare a lie preventing men from seeking the greater wisdom of Yah. Every such standard, my brothers and sisters, is a curse, division, an obstacle against man attaining to indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, to be found worthy of the holy name. This must be understood. What did he even say? You weary me with your word. It's like my brothers and sisters, when somebody pours milk in their coffee or cream in their coffee, the strength of that coffee, my brothers and sisters, is not pure as if it were when it was freshly brewed. Men, my brothers and sisters, have sought to alter the very nature of what is the divine covenant. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High who made heaven and earth has the right. I said the Most High who made heaven and earth has every right. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Every right to demand that all that he has made must function true to his order. So the scriptures say you weary the Most High with your words. And the men have asked, how in have they done this? It says that you say that everyone who does evil, how about who even thinks an evil thought or a deviant thought? What makes people think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High delights in their thoughts? The whole entire system, my brothers and sisters, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious across this world has compelled men to believe that whatever they think, somehow the Most High is pleased with it. And men have even gone as far as to give it and create avocations, jobs for those who would deceive them, to tell them that according to whatever standard these men have declared, that the Most High delights in their pattern of thinking. But my brothers and sisters, do you really believe the Most High is pleased with a multitude of rulers who flatter the people in all their varying ideals? Contentious one against another, cannot agree, not even with one another. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, is certainly in this multitude of contentions, we should know that these are not, I repeat, that these are not the righteousness of Yah. What makes people think the Most High is pleased with this multitude of variant standards, which by no means reflect the peace of the Most High? The standards, I repeat, the status quo standards of this world have never been peace. How then do men believe that they could be a covenant with the Most High? It's just simply not possible, my brothers and sisters. We must understand the multitude of variant standards that men have trusted, since they could not ever be peace, could not ever be in agreement, could not ever, my brothers and sisters, in their collaboration be true to the will of one, must then be a pack of lies. Think about it. How is the Most High to be pleased with the variant thoughts of men? Well, think about it. If the variant thoughts of men were true to the Most High, that the Most High was pleased with them, why is it that he would send his Holy Spirit to raise human conscience to appease his own? Do we really believe, my brothers and sisters, all the variant standards of men that cannot be true to the will of one the Most High calls with him a covenant? You must think much deeper than this. We must come to the admission that indeed it is true what the Most High told me many years ago. He said to me, but the words, his words that he would bestow upon the heart are very precious, but they're only for the most humble and diligent soul. For there are those, my brothers and sisters, rather than seek the Most High to find truly indeed all that which the Most High requires, there are those who prefer simply, my brothers and sisters, to pay somebody to sit back and tell them that everything's all right. And my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is the thoughts of those they run to are far from acceptable. Again, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the real meaning of the scriptures. When the scripture says, the Most High said he would send the messenger, prepare the way before, ultimately Messiah. One called Eliyahu. Some would call him Elijah. 2,000 years ago, he was called Yohanan the Baptizer. Well, my brother and sister, the scripture says one like unto that baptizer must come in the latter day to prepare men for the coming of the Messiah. But I will tell you what you might find amazing is that the scriptures relate ultimately that one who would come in the last day to prepare men for Messiah comes to Jerusalem to prepare Jerusalem for his appearing. But how many are prepared to listen to him? What about the one, my brothers and sisters, or the warning in the scripture that Messiah must come from the west, a city to the west? Please read them all on the website. Article called The Secret City Prophecies. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16 says he comes from the west, a city across the sea to the west. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Hosea 11, 5, then 10 through 12 says the same. Scripture even goes as far as to say that when this one appears, hardly will any be prepared to hear him, prepared to discern him. And it's because, my brothers and sisters, the leaders have not taught all that is written in the scriptures, nor were they inclined to be. For the scriptures actually tell us the Messiah must reprove all the leaders, because it is he who has to return to restore indeed the truth of a covenant. Understand what I just said to you. Since it is Messiah who has to return to restore the covenant, what it means is what the leaders have taught for a long time has not been a covenant at all. Scripture says Messiah must return, and the Most High will indeed subdue all the kings and rulers under his feet. Why? Such a thing would not be necessary, my brothers and sisters. The rulers had taught the truth. Wouldn't be no need for Messiah to return to restore a covenant if the rulers had taught what truly is a covenant. It's time we understand why the scriptures say in Psalms 14, when Messiah returns, is because Most High looked upon the sons of men, saw none who sought Yah. Guess what? They felt no need to after all their rulers. Men have not been compelled to seek the Most High. They have not been compelled to even have the mind stimulated to seek so far, so massive and infinitely greater conscience, because the rulers have sedated the people not to seek to the dimension they should. I've talked about this before. Isaiah 40 going into 41. The scripture when it says, comfort ye, O my people. And the testimony written by the apostles. What is we find there is, repent ye, O my people. But the words, I've said it before, nachem in Hebrew. The word metanoia in the Greek. Both of them relate a need for the mind to be stimulated, for men to seek a higher dimension of conscience, even to prepare themselves to discern a higher dimension of conscience, greater precepts in the knowledge of Yah than ever before. And the scripture says, though men have grown weary, weak in their sense of conscience after a multitude of their rulers, said they who wait for the king, then who subdues the rules, who subdues all kings, who comes by the power of Yah to prove all the rulers foolish, they who wait for him shall be renewed again, my brothers and sisters, to become a strong people. We read Isaiah in the 25th chapter. It talks about the destruction of a city to which Messiah appears. And the scripture says, because of his appearance, cities of ruthless nations shall revere the one Most High. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, strong people, even a people made strong, prepared, my brothers and sisters, to enter into the gates of a holy city. A people made strong again, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the pollutions of the various standards of the nations, shall become again, my brothers and sisters, a people true, faithful, strong, refined, and the knowledge of the One Most High. Blessed are they who will discern this. They're leaders. The heads have taught this scripture for a long time. They await for the Most High to renew their strength. Did they tell you that it means they who seek Him, who will reprove all your leaders? They who wait for Him shall become again a strong people. Why do I say this? The faith has always been a matter. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the faith has always been a matter of a tribal conscience, the attainment of a tribal conscience that transcends all national, political, and social, religious, pseudo-religious boundaries. But my brothers and sisters, it is after the conscience of the Most High that was before the world began. It is after that conscience, that word, that consummate word from the beginning, that all must be converted true to the will of one. Comprehending together as one, all the saints comprehending together as one, what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding what it means, my brothers and sisters, to serve one Lord after one faith, one faithfulness unto the will of one, after a pure and complete baptism, being led by one, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the impurities and iniquities of the world. Think about it. In 2 Thessalonians, corollary to Isaiah 11, the 14th chapter, it talks about the wicked intruding. Who are the wicked? But the lawless. My brothers and sisters, the nations had to be converted. Did they convert to discern, my brothers and sisters, how to establish, well, not to say they couldn't establish, but how to be true to what the Messiah himself, the church that he had built? Think about it. There are concepts that existed in the East and the great expectation that existed in the East that the West could do nothing with in terms of preaching it and still yet retain their dominion in there. It was always understood by the people of the East that, let's just say, the people of the East who had undergone a monotheist revolution, that someone from the East, my brothers and sisters, even of the tribe of Judah, a son of David, and one who had been called before, my brothers and sisters, I said 2,000 years ago, Mr. Yeshua appeared. But there's one, my brothers and sisters, who bore the title Bright Morning Star, who was prophesied to return out of the seed of David, who the scriptures say will one day return finally to expose all the rulers of this world, not only to have dominion in the East, but my brothers and sisters also in the West. And that is a concept that was the faith of old that Rome could not endure. How could Western imperialists teach that the monotheist ideals of the East would one day conquer the West and they still yet find it, or let's just say compel the people to accept it, that the West should rule? In fact, my brothers and sisters, those who understand it well would look at the book of Daniel 8:5-25 and understand the scriptures actually tell us that once Greco-Romanism takes control over the what was the Medo-Persian Empire at that time, in the times of Daniel, it says that once Greco-Romanism, that's ultimately what it means, take dominion in the earth, there would be defiance on the part of Western imperialists against the truth of the faith until Messiah himself comes. And in some texts, my brothers and sisters, what is written there is that he would defeat his enemies easily. Well, my brothers and sisters, to understand that alone, is to understand that polytheist Western ideals have not been and could never be, I repeat, have not been and could never be the faith. I said could never be the faith, never was, and never could be the faith of the Most High. Like I said, 2 Thessalonians talks about the wicked, the lawless, taking dominion right over the temples, meaning they can never preach the covenant, compelling men, my brothers and sisters, to prefer unrighteousness less than all the Most High has required, compelling people not to have a love of the truth, preferring then the lie. Did you hear me? Preferring the illusion of false righteousness established by the leaders of this world. Causing men, again, the scripture says, to believe a lie, a strong delusion. Receiving not the truth that they might be saved. Scripture says Messiah himself must come to expose the pretense. And if he has to come to expose the pretense, my brothers and sisters, well, they turn around and tell you that this is latter-day prophecy, that the pretense doesn't come until the latter days. I want you to think about something. Lies, false doctrine, false prophets, leaders who would never tell you the whole truth. Have acted as obstacles against the efficacy of the gospel. Scriptures in some texts read it this way, he who letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. Well, I tell you, in the Aramaic, it relates this way. The system that is an obstacle, did you hear me? Is an obstacle against men attaining to the greater conscience of Yah. The system that is the obstacle will remain until the obstacle. How about the system, my brothers and sisters, that compels men to trust in false righteousness shall remain until it is taken out of the way? What the scripture say? It says the wicked will sit right there in the midst of your temples, right there in the midst of your churches. Lawless men who never sought truly what is the righteousness of Yah. And you must understand something about even the word read. Many read the scriptures, but does that mean we have come to the same understanding? Most High told me long ago, to know what is said and not to know why it is said is to miss the point. Many read, do they understand, my brothers and sisters, why a lot of the ancient languages relate letters and words in the forms of pictographs, per se? Ancient concept of reading, my brothers and sisters, was much more than just simply calling out letters and seeing how they work together to make words. For their words, my brothers and sisters, there were thoughts. The true integrity that comes with reading and discerning a message was not just to simply read the words off the page. Messiah said he will have these words of mine, and ultimately meant to, he said, who understands them is a wise man. Read. Re'ad, Hebrew means, the word ad, A-D, means to see, means to re-see. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, to read the words and understand them demands divine inspiration? Let me repeat that. The capacity to read the words with understanding must come by divine inspiration. See some 45,000 denominations today reading the same book but coming to varying conclusions. That, my brothers and sisters, is not the work of the Holy Spirit. Most of the varying conclusions, like we see today, as a result of leaders compelling the people not to seek all, I said, having compelled the people not to seek all that is divine requirement. Such is the nature of a devil. I can only tell you that there have been times in the midst of, there haven't been times of great revelation from the Most High. Meditations granting very, very powerful truths. Remember one time, in the midst of an explosion of knowledge, Most High was granting, that the one time in the midst of my sleep, and I actually woke up and I just kept my eyes closed. It wasn't even worried. I heard a demonic voice once over my head. And he was speaking to someone else, like I wasn't even there, as if I was asleep. I was awake. I heard a voice say, "I don't like him. I want to shut down his mind." Did you notice the key? He said, "I want to shut down his mind. I don't like him. He's growing too fast." Another key. He's growing too fast. You ever stop to consider that what the Most High would have us to awaken to by his Spirit? Is to, within our lifetimes, my brothers and sisters, awaken to a sense of conscience that is worthy to be called honorable unto him. But the adversary seeks exactly opposite, compelling men to be, let's just say, somewhat dawdle, being diligent with that time. I heard a demon say, "I don't like him. He's growing too fast. I want to shut down his mind." I heard another angel. I heard an angel speak, angel of the Most High speak, in a very calm voice, saying, "No, you can't do that." Before this one, the doors are open. I didn't even open my eyes. I just turned over and went further to sleep. I trust the Most High to bring to bear what he said he would. Because he told me that I would awaken and I would discern some very, very powerful things in my time. For that I'm utmost thankful. And I trust the Most High to bring to bear what he said I would. I remember many years before that, I would say roughly some 7 or so years, 6 or 7 years before that. I remember one time that falling asleep on the couch. And before it happened, I remember maybe some 2 weeks before, I remember a warning that my spirit would soon be tested. I wasn't awake at all at the time, but I remember that warning. A couple of weeks later, I remember, it was like a witch of sorts. Yes, I've seen some things from the other side. Had to conquer a few things from the sides and from let's just say, the powers of darkness. If I tell you about some of the meetings, it might be a little fear, maybe a little fearfulness in the heart of some. But I don't know, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you because I know the demon must be conquered. Very often when I've had to face a situation like that, rather than as some might be compelled to run, it's almost like running toward them to attack. There's something in me knows that evil must be destroyed. But at any rate, I remember at that time I didn't know what I know now. And like a demonic witch came into the room. I could explain much about the situation that she wrought, seeking to intimidate. But I can only tell you one of the things I remember she said. She said, it was like she was taunting me like a little child, like someone would taunt, little children would taunt one another. She says, "You think you're so goody-goody." I didn't have a chance to think about it. It must have been something about being good that that witchy demon didn't like. "You think you're so goody-goody," she said. "But I want to claim you before you attain to your power." Something about progression, desires to be good, was something she didn't like.
Hmm. I'll tell you something.
In Hebrew, the concept of what we call good is to seek all that is the fruit of the will of the One Most High. Something that an adversary does not desire, lest his devices be put to shame. You know, earlier today, I ran into somebody on Facebook, and they were arguing the idea against something I know to be true. There were those who said that the Son of Yah is his Father, and that the Father is his Son. Not true, my brothers and sisters, not at all. Just as my Son bears my family name, and I bear my family name, it must be understood that the name of the Most High is a family name, and blessed are they who will attain it. I think about the scriptures when I look at this, and it's a very humbling thing to realize the meaning of it all. Those who are wise will understand in Revelation, the 6th chapter, reading through to the 7th, that the White Horse Rider, that is mentioned in Revelation 6, is actually Messiah. Easily provable again by looking at the 19th chapter of Revelation, 11 through the 21st verse. White Horse Rider is Messiah. Red Horse Rider is the nations retaliating against the gospel of peace, against the knowledge of the righteousness of Yah being restored in the earth. Like I said, purity and completion offers one choice. Black Horse Rider is famine for a word after the nations sought to murder and did those who believed. They slaughtered those who had the words. Pale Horse Rider's death and hell. These things occurred, my brothers and sisters, in the first early centuries of sending forth the gospel. Greco-Romanism seeking to maintain its polytheist damning authority over the world. Well, Revelation 6:12 talks about the destruction of a city, great earthquake, the destruction of a city. And the scriptures tell us in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6, need to read all the way out to the 13th verse, that Messiah, having warned the city, the people not listening, will come a destruction of the city. That's a miniature example of all the confusion, all the hard-heartedness, all the lies. In other words, all the various denominations that misrule the world, and all its lies are centered after the status quo. Of this world at that city. And it's because most believe a lie rather than seeking the reason that they will not believe. Well, I want you to understand that the scriptures talk about after that city is destroyed, the kings of the earth are running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. And who should be and the Lamb sits upon the throne, and who should be able to stand when he... Well, Malachi says, who shall be able to stand when he appears? Revelation says, who will be able to stand when he appears? Or who shall be able to stand the day when the day of his wrath has come? Well, if you examine those scriptures and you look at them closely, it talks about Messiah himself called the angel from the rising sun. Now, like the word for angel is the word for king, rising sun, east. Who is that one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun? Isaiah 41, who subdues all the kings. How about who exposes all the rule of the world and all the kings of the world having lied against the righteousness of Yah? The scripture says, he speaks to the angels of wrath, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows, those who will obey the Most High fully. The scripture talks about them, the 12 tribes of Israel, first of the 12 tribes of Israel, receiving the seal of the living Yah, even his very name. Well, I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, something very powerful to be understood about that. Those who are redeemed beyond all the marks of the beast, all the standards of the nations. Think about it. Talk about a regathering of the people from the midst of all nations, because the nations have not discerned indeed what is a covenant. A people, my brothers and sisters, restored beyond all the marks of the beast and the nations, beyond all the standards of institutions of man that would not receive the greater righteousness of Yah. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who will be confirmed, found faithful and honorable to them before the Most High, steadfast under his righteousness, that my brothers and sisters discerning the wiles of a devil, all the wickedness of the nations. What is the wicked? It is indeed the scepter of the rulers, the misguidance of the rulers that have led men astray from discerning the righteousness of Yah, compelling them to believe that they were righteous or even saved, while not, my brothers and sisters, compelling them to seek all the Most High requires. Well, those who receive the seal of the living Yah, my brothers and sisters, what do you sign or seal something with but your name? Revelation 14 said they received the name of the Father upon their brows, that they may be confirmed his servants. He said, hurt not the earth, who will seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. How about seal them or confirm them? True, the holy name, all the Most High requires, beyond all the nations. Revelation 9 and 4 says, when the wrath of Yah appears, and it comes upon the earth, it shall befall all those who have not the name of the Father. How about the seal of the living Yah upon their brows? Need to understand something about this, my brothers and sisters. Those who attain to that name, something must be understood about them. They will be proven, my brothers and sisters, steadfast beyond all the instability, and I would say it this way, the mistake of Adam and Eve. It will be found steadfast, my brothers and sisters, faithful unto the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, it's a very humbling thing to realize you have been called and chosen for the express purpose to bring forth a people that will put shame to a devil, because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they would come to believe and reason together in the will of the One Most High, to discern beyond every device of deception that a devil could contrive. That's the overcoming, my brothers and sisters, of all the beastly standards of the nature of men not to seek or to fully after the will of Yah. And these, my brothers, what the scriptures say, those who believe in him, gave them power, the sons of Yah. Those not led after the will of the flesh, my brothers and sisters, are born of Yah. What the scriptures say about the one called the King of the East? He would call forth and say, listen to me, keep silence before me, O ye owls, and let the people be renewed. How about, my brothers and sisters, again a people? Think about it. Strong. It means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will empower his people to see and perceive beyond all the fallen standards of the rulers, that they become again a righteous people made wise before him. Psalms 24. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, who is that one called the King of Glory? Word for glory is also the word for honor. Glory is also related, brothers and sisters, to the pure faith. Who is the King of Lord? Glory? The scripture says, one who will not compel the people to lift up their souls under vanity or exalt themselves after countermanded standards, unjust standards. King of Glory, my brothers and sisters, will not compel the people to swear after anything that would cause them to be deceived, not to be able to perceive what must be received. My brothers and sisters, it's time we discern beyond all such illusion. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern, in fact, again, what is truly the righteousness of Yah. It's those who discern the need to understand what is divine will beyond all the rulers who men have given avocations, seeking to be comforted or fretted in their folly. Is those who overcome all these, who will retard the conscience of men, whom Yah shall call steadfast, as the scripture calls them pillars, and they will call them pillars in his temple. For the rulers of the earth, my brothers and sisters, all of them who are devilish, who conspire to keep the people blind, I want you to understand something. The Holy Spirit will never compel the people to be so self-satisfied in the dimension of conscience, which is become status quo, even their own. I remember one time the Most High asked him, how much should we continue to grow? Wow, indeed, still seeking to know so much more, because the Most High has shown me so much more than my mind could so easily encompass. I asked him, how much should we keep growing? And he told me, until you, I could look up in the sky and say, star being, one star's glowing. He said, keep growing. You got something else you can learn from me. He said, till I see everything. I would say, till we see everything the Most High has declared. Many of us have no idea what all that is. Till we see all the Most High has declared fully manifest. That means all that he has brought to bear and all its implications. We see it all. He said, keep looking. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, revealing always more and more the Most High. If we love him, we will seek fully all that pleases him. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the first command of all, that we should seek the Most High for all that he requires, and all that the Most High knows is for the ultimate good of a people that will be true to the honor of his name. Time we understand the real, my brothers and sisters, because we live in a world that will compel the people to believe that they are true to the Most High after a multitude of varying standards, after which the Most High could never, ever be truly in all things pleased. Again, he said in Psalms, well, brothers and sisters, think about it. You said the king of the earth. Well, how about Psalms 2? We said the king of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Meaning they're taking counsel against the Most High and against the raising of conscience necessary that men return unto the Most High, who demands that all be enlightened by his instruction, if they are to enter into his kingdom. That's why the scripture said in Psalms 2 that Messiah would awaken one day finally saying, today, saying that the Most High said to him, today, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. This is what the Most High has spoken to him, the one who we call the heir of righteousness, the heir of his mountains. Read Isaiah 65. Ask me and I give you the heat for your inheritance. You smite them with a rod of iron, break them in pieces like the breaking of a potter's vessel. But it means, my brothers and sisters, he will shepherd his people who are willing as his flock, but those who are resistant, my brothers and sisters, those who resist being led the way of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, shall be broken. So he says, be wise, O king, be instructed, O judge of the earth. Apparently, the kings of the earth who conspired against the Most High have refused instruction. Psalm 50 says the same. It says all concerning all those who follow the rulers. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, only those who are willing to seek the Most High. Beyond all the misconceits of the leaders, only they, my brothers and sisters, will be called steadfast and true to the holy name. For the Most High declares himself as all and everything purely as he is. And those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek anything less and seek to be called wise, my brothers and sisters, are not his people. the true people of Yah, seek all that is His will, and are satisfied at nothing less. There's a lot of folks who sit back and say, well, Stanley, you're talking about it so high that many will fall, and many have fallen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the scriptures never said that man, after a multitude of fallen standards, would yet be saved. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that men would be preserved for walking after the standards of men. Early man understood. I said early man in the time of the apostles understood. But just as I want you to understand this, there was no need for this matter state to come into existence. All things at the highest vibration. Let me see if I can explain this. Matter is kind of like looking at steam to water to ice. It's lesser vibration. All things at the highest vibration. No need for a lesser one. I've talked before about how this matter state came into existence. It came forth out of resistance, my brother and sister. What does Scripture say of the adversary? Perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found in him. The clashing of vibrations brought a lesser vibration, even finally down to the state that is matter. The Most High, remember the Scripture said, when the Most High made heaven and earth, the earth was without form and void. That means orderless. Does not sound like something that would manifest in the Most High. Most High saw no beauty and began to make beauty. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, just as there was no need for this matter state to come into existence, and this matter state, my brothers and sisters, that this lesser vibration cannot please Yah. My brothers and sisters, what makes people believe that the unempowered flesh, the thoughts of the flesh, have any reason to continue to exist, to deceive and destabilize the conscience of men? Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High was pleased with thoughts, ideas, plans, designs and desires for what belongs to Him? Against His order. Like I said, the scriptures speak about the Most High as Him who created heaven and earth. He is not wearied. He does not forget His order. And He has a right, my brothers and sisters, that all things that He made should, in fact, be in all things made true to Him. Blessed are they who will understand this. For my brothers and sisters, only those who are humble enough to understand it will be found worthy. As a citizen of the kingdom of Yah. The book of Hebrews tells us that people who will not know His ways will not enter into His rest. For all the leaders, my brothers and sisters, sought to lead people astray from the righteous ways of Yah. And in my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, when the wicked, all those who would suppress the knowledge of the truth, when they are exposed, put to shame, and no more, Isaiah 11 says, then will His people seek Him who will not, my brothers and sisters, be discouraged, nor will He turn back till He has set justice in the earth. And all the isles and the nations of this world shall wait for His law. Yes, my brothers and sisters, is giving glory at last. True honor unto the holy name. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the praise and honor of Yah, His Father. So it's always been written. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High, His word, shall not return to Him void. So it's time that we understand. All those who compel the people to believe that Messiah comes to applaud the various standards of rulers who contentiously argue and defy against the hope of reason. all those who taught you that, my brothers and sisters, were sons of demons, the children of darkness. Think about it. It makes absolutely no sense for men to say that after the Spirit of the Most High, you have a multitude of rulers with differing doctrines in nations willing to compromise after so many juxtaposed ideas, totally, completely opposing ideas, seeking to preserve such a pluralist system to keep the people unstable. Think about it. Isaiah 41 talks about, because the rulers, none of them preach the gospel, the fullness of what is the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah. None was able to bring a solution, an answer. In other words, for all the havoc that exists in the world, the confusion that exists in the world, they could never declare a solution that would put such unrighteousness to an end. Why? Because the rulers never compel the people to seek all that is divine will. I said the rulers would not compel the people to seek all that is divine will. Because in so doing, my brothers and sisters, the rulers themselves will be put to shame. Blessed are they who will understand then, my brothers and sisters. I said, blessed are they who will understand then that the wicked of the earth are those who would compel you not to understand who the early church knew Messiah to be, one who had actually come some 600 years before. Yes, I know that sounds surprising to many of you. But there's an article on my website called Prophetic Proof, another one called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, both on the website called HiddenGospel.com. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, your rulers didn't want to tell you about the secret city prophecies. Again, there's an article on my website, HiddenGospel.com, Secret City, explaining these articles from Genesis to Revelation. What the scripture said must be the common expectation of all. For they said the patience and faith of the saints is that he who kills with a sword a false word must be destroyed when the true word appears. He who takes into captivity with a false word, brothers and sisters, must go into captivity. Here's the patience and faith of the saints. Revelation 14, here's the patience and faith of the saints. Those who keep the commandments of Yah to the faith of Yeshua. Whom Yeshua knew, and that's why he sent forth rulers, or let's just say sent forth his apostles, to reprove the rulers, because he knew in his faithfulness unto Yah, not judging after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, he knew that the rulers, my brothers and sisters, must all in their hypocrisies and their lack of knowledge be exposed, that men give due honor unto the Most High. Or else he would not have told his disciples to go forth with the fullness of a word received on high and empowerment from on high to convert, to teach and convert the nations. He wouldn't have told them to convert the nations if the ways of the nations were viable. And so much of what we see, my brothers and sisters, in terms of traditions and patterns of thought are far from anything that the Most High himself decreed. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's insanity to believe that to set order in the earth, the Most High got rid of his law. When Scripture said, not under the law, but under grace, and he already said that the leaders were hypocrites, you need to understand that they, since the rulers in Greece called themselves gods, they didn't want a word, didn't have and didn't want a word to relate the difference between divine law and man's law. They didn't want to relate the idea that you need divine inspiration to attain to what is before the Most High called truly honorable unto him. They compelled the people, my brothers and sisters, to trust in themselves, not seeking Yah for correction, and even causing people to become so prideful in their self-righteousness that if you offered them what is necessary to see beyond the illusion, many are pronated, are predisposed not to listen. It was all written in advance. If your leaders would not compel you to understand or even seek now, as I said, such articles on my website that relate and reiterate scripture from Genesis, Revelation about the secret city prophecies. That city, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Messiah would appear first at, to expose all the unrighteousness of all the nations. If they wouldn't tell you about that, one quick example is looking at Zephaniah 2:15-3-6. The leaders wouldn't tell you about this. My brothers and sisters, you need to ask the question, not only why didn't they tell you this, but why have they not sought this that they could? It's not after the Holy Spirit that men have been kept blind, my brothers and sisters. It's not after the Holy Spirit that men have believed the lies that kept them from seeing this. Scripture says in Isaiah 49, Messiah will come forth one day saying, listen to me, O ye isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. What Scripture says in Isaiah 9, it says, it will be said one day by those who rejoice, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. But they wouldn't want you to know, my brothers and sisters, the Scripture says Messiah has to come in the last days, and the Scripture even says so in Jeremiah 23, that he has to come as a seed of David. But your rulers wouldn't have you to understand that. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the Scripture says he comes with the clouds of heaven, the word for clouds and the concept of clouds that is there actually relates, my brothers and sisters, with a message from on high. Ancient people look at the signs of the heavens in terms of the clouds themselves to try to get an idea about what was forthcoming. What was forthcoming upon the earth. Well, my brothers and sisters, think about it. Hebrews talks about testimonies as clouds of witness. 1 Corinthians 10, they all baptized on the same cloud. How about brothers and sisters baptized under the same testimony of Messiah himself, that our people, my brothers and sisters, be conformed together in peace after the will of one? It means the Messiah comes with a testimony that will prove foolish all the varying standards of all the nations. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, look forward to that day. For there are many, my brothers and sisters, prefer not to believe the lateness of the hour. Scripture says Messiah will come suddenly like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness and reveal the light the world would obscure. How many, my brothers and sisters,
90 want to truly be seconds
ready and prepared in that day? Got so many more things about all these things that I've said that I still need to speak to you. I truly thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. I would strongly admonish you to please, my brothers and sisters, articles on my website like
60 seconds.
Prophetic Proof, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, HiddenGospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies, HiddenGospel.com, Remember the Promise, HiddenGospel.com, Tribulation 7365 A.D., yes, same website. All these, my brothers and sisters, need to be well understood. The Gospel of Shiloh, that we have a common sense of, my brothers and sisters, of reference, under reverence for the will of one. Examine that website, find out how, my brothers and sisters, you can be a blessing to all those who would hearken to a ministry, or would find to discern a ministry that would truly work for the healing of our people beyond everything concerned, that y'all may be pleased. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. We had a little technical difficulty tonight, but hopefully after clarifying a few things, I went ahead and fine-tuned the equipment again. Hopefully tonight's show, this transmission, was as clear as ever. Thank the Most High that we were able to speak. But tonight, we were finally able,
and power to speak. Yes, indeed, it must be understood. I said it must be understood. The false concept of Messiah that makes accommodation for all the varied misconceits of man, that false concept of Messiah, causing men to be deceived after vain words that never accomplish peace. The lie must be exposed that righteousness come forth. So be it.